at this stage, there is more than 115 schools that have been closed or destroyed or looted, and in some areas contaminated with an exploded ordnance. One of the other problems that we are facing is that many teachers are still scared to go back to the northern part of the country. And in the southern part, we have already overcrowded schools that now have to cope with the influx of displaced students from the north. So basically, in the southern part of the country, where you had a classroom of 50 students, which is already a lot, you have 80 children. So it's an extra burden on the teachers, on the infrastructure, etc. In the north, only one out of three schools is functioning. And in Kidal, which is the worst situation in terms of education, all schools are closed. That means that a child in Kidal, actually today at this stage, has no opportunity to get access to education. So that's extremely concerning.
Considering the situation right now, what exactly are you all doing to try to help this situation?
Well, UNICEF is moving forward first with the distribution of school kits and teaching materials to the teachers and the schools in the southern part of the country, but also to the northern part of the country. And that's the good news. Now we have humanitarian access to Mopti in the central part of the country. So the kids, the teaching kids and the school kids have arrived in Mopti and will soon be distributed in the northern part of the country together with our partners and local NGOs. That's for the existing schools. For the schools that are not functional anymore because they've been destroyed or looted or because there is a presence of an exploded device, what can be done is that we are setting up temporary learning spaces. So basically under the tent, the children can learn and play in a safe place. That's very important. So we are moving forward. We have those spaces. 10 are on the process to be opened in Mopti, and we hope that soon we can move forward and open others in the northern part of the country.
What type of international support are you receiving right now?
Well, actually, that's one of the problems that we are facing, because in terms of education, all the education partners in Mali, UN agencies, international NGOs, launched a humanitarian funding appeal last November for about $18 million. But at this stage, no fund has been received. So we are facing scarcity and lack of funding, which prevents us from scaling up our activities. So it's essential that all the governments understand the importance of this crisis, not just for Mali, but for all the surrounding countries. We shouldn't forget that we have displaced children, but also refugee children in the neighboring countries, in Mauritania, in Niger, in Burkina Faso. So it's not just affecting Malian children, it's affecting the whole sub-region. So it's important to make decisions right now and to scale up and to come back to mobilize funds and resources so that we can really scale up our operations and our support to the children.
I understand that you all are also distributing education materials to children, I guess, that are not in the schools. How are you getting that material to children?
Humanitarian access has been complicated, but we are moving forward. We are securing the areas and the roads to get access to those schools. We work, of course, in close relationship with the government and the Ministry of Education, and that's, again, a good news. We understand that the government is willing and is making efforts to encourage the teachers to go back to school as soon as possible and to facilitate the distribution, to identify the schools where the needs are more exacerbated. So the mechanism of distribution will be done together with the Ministry of Education and local NGOs and the communities, because they know better than nobody else where the needs are.